76 today.
Obama backs health care reconciliation. An air traffic controller brings new meaning to let's take my kids to work. That happened at JFK. You're not going to believe what's happened in the aftermath. I haven't even dove into that story. Captain Sully retires a year and change after the miracle on the Hudson. Coming up around the bend, we're going to talk to my pal Denny Kelly, who's an airline investigator and a former pilot, about a bunch of the things that are happening in and around the terminals across the world and the nation. There was also a big scanner flap, too, in England as a Muslim woman refused to be body scanned. You know what I would say? Madam, there's the door. You'll have to find your own way back to wherever it is you're going. Because if that's the way it rolls, then just find, you know, hey, if this is what it is, and at Heathrow or wherever they're going to make you go through it, if you don't want to go through it, the easy answer is don't go through it. Just don't even get on the plane, right? Anyway, right here at the top with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight as we go coast to coast and everywhere in between, Mike Davis is in the wings to join us to talk a little sports at the top. And everybody here and the crew of America Tonight getting excited for another nail the score, because the NCAA men's basketball tournament starts this month. Millions of people fill out brackets. They try to pick the winner from a 65-team field. There is a lot of excitement generated by people who don't even pay attention to college hoops. But it is so, so, so much fun. Now, there is a college coach, Jim Boeheim, who is suggesting that, listen, 64 teams now, and then you throw in the one, so 65, we really should expand this field. Wouldn't that be a great thing to do? I mean, what is the right amount of teams that you want in the tournament? I don't know. I say what they have now, the trick they have now going, is the best, and how they narrow it down, and ultimately you get to you know, the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight into the Final Four. I like it the way it is. Mike, you're a longtime sports fan. I mean, obviously, you make your living on sports through your ticket agency. But what do you think of the way the system is set up now in college basketball?
I think 64 is a good number. 64 or the extra team, the 65, 64 and 65 plan, to get down to 64, but I can't see, 128 teams. That's what you'd have to do to probably, you'd probably have to double the number of teams to get it equal. So,
yeah, I think it'd be too many teams. I think it would take away the magic of it. I think right now the way the dance is set up, it's fine. It works out well.
Well, they have the, this coming weekend, they'll have the conference tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the winner of the conference tournaments will get that automatic bid. They don't have to necessarily be the in the top. They could be number 256 in the rankings and still go to the 64 if they win the tournament. Chances are they won't. I mean, teams that are that are ranked bottom in their conference, they can win the conference tournament, but likely they won't. But
yeah.
Anyway, the bottom line is I think 64 is a good number, and if we're going to do any kind of playoff equitable things, we need to talk about NCAA football playoffs and leave the college hoops alone as they are, and let's do something about the football playoff.
Absolutely. I've said that from the time I started doing sports, and callers blow out phone lines when I was doing Fox, when I was on The Fan, any of the sports things I did, Mike, as you can imagine, it didn't matter where it was, what part of the country, overwhelmingly the fans would love to see the playoffs. And the argument is the schools say, oh, how can we do that in scheduling that? It would be a nightmare because of the finals and what these guys would have to go through. But that's a bunch of nonsense. They're trying to protect the trinity of what has become now the big giant money in the bowl games. But I think they could still have the bowl games. They use the bowl games and just play it out that way, and they could have a playoff system. But I think that's part of the deal, is they're worried about cracking the history of that. And as the money keeps getting bigger and bigger, they don't want to touch it. And that's too bad, because I agree with you. I think what should happen is there should be a playoff system there. Hey, let me ask you about this big story, because with tickets, the toughest ticket in the world to get in sports is a ticket to the Masters. Now, Tiger has gotten, you know, has went through the whole rehab thing, is back with his family, and the great Jack Nicklaus believes that Tiger is going to be in the Masters field. Can you imagine just how hard will it to be to get a ticket to the Masters now?
Oh, well, we've got tickets. I mean,
good, get them now, right?
Yeah, they're not cheap, that's for sure. And we had to pay a pretty penny for them, but we've got tickets available. Premium seats. We've got the U.S. Open. You know, things are going real well for them.
Well, and so that's a good thing to remind people. Go to easy-ticket.com. So you have tickets to the Masters. What does the average ticket run to the Masters? If someone wants to go to the Masters, pretty much what do they have to shell out? I know it's not cheap.
Well, it's no, it's not.
I'm gonna guess you have tickets. Like, you can get a ticket for like $500.
Yeah, we can do that. No problem.
Maybe the is that to an actual round, or is that to the practice rounds?
Well, there's okay. Here's the final round, which will be Sunday on the 11th.
Uh-huh.
Got tickets. The bottom ticket is right at 3:30.
3:30 for the lowest ticket to be at the finals.
Mm-hmm.
The final round.
Yeah, and then it goes up from there. The highest ticket we have, it's listed at $1,260.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. $1,260, and that's probably just premium. You're in the stands somewhere around the 18th or whatever, which is huge. I mean, it'll be everybody. The expectations are there. The expectations are that he comes back, he does well, gets to Augusta. And, you know, that's the big coming out or coming back around for Tiger, and let's forget everything that happened. And I think what will happen is people will be really trying to get those tickets because of Tiger. It will make it even that much bigger. So you've got a pot of gold that you're sitting on. I hope you realize that.
Yeah, we've got, for Sunday, we've got 175 tickets available. For Saturday, we've got 207. And for the Friday, right now, we've got 223.
Oof.
But wow. those will probably be going
fast. They'll be going fast, especially depending on what happens with Tiger Woods, there's no doubt. Always fun to talk sports with you. Again, Mike Davis, Easy Ticket. Mike, you can go to easyticket.com, easy-ticket.com. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you again down the road. Wow.
Hey,
so if you want Masters tickets, that's where you go. I mean, he answered the question. Get them before you have to try to get them from somebody where you pay double and triple. Denny Kelly up next.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Brought his two kids into the control tower and allowed them to speak with the pilots on that air traffic control frequency. Now, I did mention this was at JFK. So the FAA gets wind of it, and they are obviously none too happy about it. Was it a lapse in judgment? What do you think, fair or foul? Take a listen to what it sounded like.
Zeppelin 171, clear for takeoff.
Clear for takeoff, Zeppelin 171.
This is what you get, guys, when the kids are out of school.
I could bring my kid to work.
JetBlue 171, contact departure.
Over to departure, JetBlue 171. Awesome job.
03, clear for takeoff.
403, clear to takeoff. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
MX 403, contact departure. Adios.
Contact departure, Idle Mexico 403. Adios.
Contact departure. Adios, amigos.
Adios, amigos. Over to departure, JetBlue 195.
All right, not sure if we have the Denny Kelly, who is just great to have on this show in this moment because there's so much going on right now in the air. He's an airline investigator and a former pilot. Denny, I'm sure you heard that footage. What did you think of it?
Yeah, I heard it about four or five times today. I think it was an incredibly poor decision on that guy's part to let his son or whoever, you know, a child make those transmissions. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, well, you know, you have to wonder what he was thinking. Now, was it a major safety hazard? No, it was not. But it was a tremendously bad choice. And, you know, he's probably going to lose his job over it.
Yeah, see, that's the first thing I thought. I thought once they investigate this and he brings the daughter in, he brings the kids in, and then probably not necessarily a problem with bringing them to the office, maybe. Or maybe they'll say something about that in doing that. But the fact that they were on the air and going back and forth with the pilots, you could tell the pilots were kibitzing with them. But, you know, what are they're kids. They sound cute. What are they going to do? But Denny, what was he thinking? Do you think it was just such a jovial atmosphere? And it's like, you know, you're in the office. You're one of the guys. And nobody's thinking that way, I guess, right?
I think it's just an extremely bad lack of judgment. I think, you know, he was probably trying to impress the people in the cab with him. I can remember back in the good old day when we were flying across the Pacific before we had INS and everything, we used to have to check in with these Coast Guard ships called ocean stations. They were out in the middle of nowhere. And as a joke, we would let the flight attendants come up and make the position reports. And then, of course, they got a kick out of it. But, you know, that was 25 years ago, and it was also, it was not dangerous. I mean, you know, nobody was taking direction or anything. And again, I don't think this was a major safety blunder. I do think that it was just an extremely poor lack of judgment. It's silly. It's what it is.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so we go from that, and, you know, you believe that probably this guy's going to lose his job. Now, let me ask you this before we move on to the next deal. If he loses his job for this, can he get picked up anywhere, any place, somewhere else? I mean, JFK is huge. Would there be any chance he could come back?
Well, you know, they have a really strong union, and it's certainly possible that the union could get his job back, or the part of his punishment could be that he could be sent to some place where there's not as much traffic, you know, a demotion type thing. You know, Kennedy is probably one of the top four or five towers in the country, and they could send you some place like Yakima, Washington, or Birmingham, Alabama, you know, where there's not nearly as much traffic. But, I personally, no, he didn't deserve to lose his job, but I think he needs some time off of that pay, and he needs to be punished somewhere.
Yeah. Hey, Captain Sully, the hero, mm-hmm. is now decided to retire after the
right.
amazing landing that he did in the Hudson. You and I have talked
right.
about this before off the air. For people who don't know, how many water landings before this ever successfully in the United States?
Exactly zero.
Mm.
I mean, this has been said 1,000 times, and I've probably said 500. He did an absolutely tremendous job. I mean, it was just he and the co-pilot did a tremendous job putting that airplane in the water. There was a lot of luck involved, but so what? I'd rather be lucky than good anyway. But, with him retiring, I don't blame him. I would have retired after the water landing because, first of all, what can he do to top that? Nothing. And second of all, what happens if he's, you know, taxiing out someday and he dings a wingtip on another airplane or runs off the runway or something accidentally? I mean, you know, there's just no reason for him to stay there. He's going to make three times the money he's making now by giving inspirational speeches and safety lectures and writing books and all this kind of stuff. So I don't blame him. I would retire too.
Yeah, and 30 years, that's a nice long time. And like you said, can he top anything else? If he's a wonderful inspiration, I'm sure, to so many people in so many different ways. And, still, it's just amazing that he was able to pull that off. It's just incredible. Every time I see it, and I'm sure, I mean, you're a former pilot, so even for you, it's got to be a bigger deal. I always stop and watch that little silly footage that was from that cell phone, but I think it's just so amazing.
Well, you know, it is, and in the fact that there was no traffic on the river, and the there was no waves on the river, and the weather was good, and everything, it certainly contributed to it. But, you know, he just did a perfect job. I mean, he just the only way that they could have survived that the way they did was for him and the first officer together to do a perfect job, and that's exactly what they did. And he's truly a hero, and he's a fabulous, fabulous pilot. And it's kind of sad to see him retire, but I don't blame him. I would have done the same thing.
So I heard from a buddy today as well that now American Airlines, the flight attendants are thinking about striking. And American Airlines came back because they were saying, hey, they walked away from the table. But American Airlines is saying they didn't walk away from the table. They're waiting for mediation and all that sort of stuff, and they're hoping to continue mm-hmm. this and come up with other dates. But supposedly they're getting ready for, in case those flight attendants decide to walk off the job, and there's a lot of them, I don't remember how many, it is like 18,000, that they're looking for backups. That would be pretty tough, though, in a pinch. How do you replace 18,000 flight attendants?
Well, you don't replace 18,000. What you do is you pick out your top trips money-wise, traffic-wise, maybe 10%, and you use people that are across the picket line. You use supervisory people. You find people that work for another airline and don't take as much training, and you put, instead of 18,000, you put maybe 1,500 total out there, and you fly just the bare minimums, like you fly Dallas-London and Dallas-Hawaii and that kind of thing. And that's it. But the fact, I would be surprised if they actually struck. I mean, I have to say that I'm behind the flight attendants and the pilots 100%, because some of these contracts have been going on like the flight attendants. I think it's over 4 years.
Yeah.
And these airlines see the hide behind the Railway Labor Act, which is what these contracts are based on. And it's all railroad language in the contracts. And so they can drag it out as long as they want. And of course, every day they drag it out, they say the airline saves money. And it's a shame. You know, these people have given up a lot for American Airlines, and they're stabbing them in the back. And I think it's really a shame. And I think these contracts, I think when you start negotiating, that they should get to a point within 1 year where they either settle a contract or they strike. And neither one of them wants to strike. I mean, the flight attendants really can't afford it, and neither can the airline. So, you know, what they'll do is they'll settle a contract, and it'll be very similar to what they offered them a year ago or whatever, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. Boy, the time is fleeting. We're already out of time. We have to have you back on again and talk about how the airlines are really falling apart when it comes to going green. I'm sure you have thoughts about that, all those cans that are left behind. Ooh, that's the big stuff. Anyway, Denny, always fun to have you on the show. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Denny Kelly, he's an airline investigator and former pilot. And I think he said it right. It's just, what was the guy thinking? It was just one of those lapses of judgment, an overwhelming lapse of judgment. And later on the show, we'll let you hear that tape, actually, hopefully, of the kids. But it just sounds kind of cute. You know, it's just the kids talking to the pilot. And the pilots are going back and forth with them, as I described, and as though it's no big deal. And it set off a spark across the country as to, really, should kids even, this whole thing about bring your kids to work, is this really what you want to do? Have we gone too far to the other side? Food for thought. We'll talk about it more here on America Tonight. 800-259-5791. You can throw in your 2 cents on the show.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet, without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Across the nation here on America Tonight. I've said this before, but if you have any cool things that happen in your town, you got a little newspaper. Every town, every suburb has a newspaper, and sometimes they have cool little stories. If you find something neat, send it to me at americatonight.net. Let's go to a big one, the Chicago Tribune. That's where we start. And the headline is, McDonald's Weight Watchers Team Up. Well, that's an odd headline, isn't it? Weight Watchers and McDonald's? Here's what's happened. They have teamed up, and they've got three meals that they say the diet group says is okay. So the approved meals are the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, the chicken McNuggets partnered with a salad or a side salad, water, or diet drink. Each of the meal combinations have what they call points. That's what Weight Watchers uses, points. So they get 6 Weight Watcher points in that case. Oh, it just sounds so odd, doesn't it? So, Filet-O-Fish and, what did I say, the McNuggets, but you throw in a salad there, and you can have these different combinations. Okay. I don't know. What do you think? Donovan. Weight Watchers and McDonald's. It doesn't sound like the Golden Arches really fits with Weight Watchers to me.
Well, McDonald's has been trying to revamp their image over the last probably about 10 years, trying to cast off the unhealthy, pale, pasty reputation they have.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. I mean, if you're just dying for a Jonesin' for a cheeseburger or Jonesin' for those fries that could live for 4 days on their own and look the same, you probably want to go to McDonald's for that. And so it works for them. I guess the idea is be all things to all people and throw the net out there and cast it wide and see what's going to happen. You have to give McDonald's credit. Everybody knows McDonald's. Everybody. I mean, you can go to any country and they know the symbol. The brand is just that big. And it's not just about the burger wars anymore. It's about everything. And so I guess I answered my own question. You do kind of have to be everything to everybody, pretty much. Let's hit some more. Here's one from, this is from the Hartford Courant. And I think it's Courant. The Hartford Courant. I used to read this paper. You think I would know how to pronounce it. Anyway, the headline is, Stop and Shop Union gives strike notice for today as talks go on. So you got about 5,000 Stop and Shop workers in Connecticut who said that, yeah, you know, they gave notice that they could strike. And what the deal is they're negotiating. Yeah, they got to give that mandatory 24. That's part of the deal. And it's still not certain whether or not they're going to plan that strike as they're suggesting, or it was just that strong arm tactic kind of deal that you do heading into more talks. And it always comes back to the same thing. They're hoping to get more money. And this union represents workers at 89 Stop and Shop stores in Connecticut. And they have, it's mostly meat, I guess, deli and seafood employees. About 10,000 workers at those Connecticut stores are represented by them. Ooh, deli. I worked at a place called, okay, here's personal information alert. You'll get a kick out of this. If anyone's alive and kicking out there, you know when they say, what are some jobs that you've done? What did you do? When I was in school, I worked at a sub shop. It was a sub shop. It's called Hole in the Wall. Yeah, Hole in the Wall. And it was a deli. I mean, they had everything. And my job, I had to slice the meat. I had to slice the cheese, slice the meat, slice the worst, slice the lettuce. I was always slicing lettuce because that's, you know, the subs. So I did that for, I want to say I did that for like a year. You know, because I was all about saving the money. I can use this for books or other things or whatever. But one of the perks of working at the deli, the guy who owned the store would be like, I don't care, you can make yourself sick on deli meats. Eat as much deli meats as you want. That's a perk of the job. If you like the product, it's good for everybody, so take whatever you want. And boy, in the beginning, we really took advantage of that, those of us who worked there. And then you get to the point where it's like, oh, I can't even look at a sandwich. I'll just eat a piece of chocolate. Anything. I can't even look at it because that's all you're around and, you know, like anything else. Probably like people that work in pizza places and stuff. We move on to our next header. And this one is the Denver Post. Here was the headline. Pneumonia risk. Pain keeps Colorado Governor Ritter in the hospital. This is a strange deal. The governor was hurt when he fell off of his bicycle. He was riding with a bunch of people, and he had 6 broken ribs and a separated shoulder joint. So that had to be pretty painful. Now they're saying he's probably going to be in the hospital 4 more days because they're worried. They're monitoring his breathing, and they're guarding against pneumonia. Mm. So yeah, that headline, people worried about the gov. To this headline on the front page, ex-UNC professor Fulkerson gets 4 years for exploiting boys. This is a sad story. And this is this professor that, you know, got the 4 years and got a lecture from the judge about the damage he did. Here's what he did. He videotaped underage boys as they used the bathroom in his house. Oh, yeah. That's just, I can't even go there. That's just flat out wrong. And absolutely he did damage to those kids by doing that. I mean, are you kidding me? All right, let's give you another one. You know, our friends in Columbus occasionally call the show. And there's a paper there. This is another paper I used to read when I was in school, and it's the Columbus Dispatch. It's been around for I don't know how long, but it's the paper of record, certainly, in that area. And here's some headlines from their front page. This was one of the top headlines that I read. And it says, Big Lots setting records. Big Lots revenue for the fourth quarter increased 7% to $1.46 billion. It's a Columbus-based chain, so they're very excited about that. That's a pretty, you know, in these times, certainly, I mean, anytime, that's a pretty sweet number, you would have to say, right? Here's another headline, one of the top headlines out of the Columbus paper. Zoo exhibit for polar bears still on ice. So they're talking about at the zoo, they arrived, these polar bears, and they were kind of, you know, wrapped up in secrecy. They say it was like seclusion, and only a few people actually got to see the polar bears. So they were phased out of the Columbus Zoo and the aquarium in the 90s, and everybody wanted to see them. So the public would write notes, bring back the polar bears, bring back the polar bears. And now they are bringing back the polar bears, but they haven't actually been on display yet. They've got two bears. They're sisters. They weigh about 450 pounds. They were transferred a couple of weeks ago from the Pittsburgh Zoo and the PPG Aquarium, where they lived for a year. So what the deal is they have to be quarantined in a zoo hospital for their first 30 days in Columbus. Then they move to what they call the polar frontier, and they're going to be joined by a bear that's been there for a while, a couple of bears, six-year-old brown bears, Brutus and Buckeye. Yeah. I don't blame the people for wanting polar bears. I like the polar bears. If you ever go to New York, they have the polar bears are in the, I think they still are now that I'm saying this, they're in the zoo that they have that's not too far from FAO Schwartz, but you can ask anywhere one where the Central Park Zoo is. It's just a small little zoo, but they have polar bears in there, and they're very, very cool. I like bears, too, and polar bears rock, absolutely. But brown bears are fun, but the polar bears, watching them in the water, and usually they're pretty active, and I think especially with kids, it's the worst when you see kids. I went to the Dallas Zoo one time, and I'm not kidding you. The signs at the Dallas Zoo, and it was a really hot day, but almost every exhibit that you went to, there was a sign that would say, the animals are exhausted. They're not on display. Why do you open the zoo? It's so hot out, the animals are exhausted, and they don't even want to come out. So there's nothing to see except for snakes behind some glass. And you see these poor kids who are walking around in their little keds, and they have the ice cream melting off their face and tears in their eyes. And, of course, you can hear the conversations. They're looking around for the animals, and there were no animals to be had on that particular day, and it was all due to the weather. Coming up around the bend, we move from headers to this day in history, news you can't abuse, and birthdays, of course. It's always my goal, my mission on this show, if we're going to lighten the load occasionally, that I'm going to find birthdays of people that you at least recognize. And I think we have a pretty good list this time around. Stick around and you'll hear it next.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
Speaking of love, 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 that's where we start on news you can abuse. How about the couple that just got hitched and they have to spend their first night in jail? Yes, sadly it's true. This happened in Massachusetts, and they were in separate cells, no less. Uh-huh. And here's what happened. They say the bride tried to run over an old flame of the groom. Yep. This is, they're just young kids. 22-year-old Marissa Ann Keene tried to run over the other woman and the woman's son in a parking lot, which, of course, is no laughing matter if she had nailed them. The intended victim told the cops that she had previously been in an intimate relationship with a groom. Police say the couple married at Barnstable Town Hall. They were married there, and they split a bottle of champagne afterwards. The bride was charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. Her husband was riding in the car with her and was charged with disorderly conduct. Oh, my. So what a way to start off the marriage, with the other woman in the background and the current brand-new wife trying to run her over. Yikes. Speaking of being in the pokey, a deputy tried to shoot his way out of a cell. Yes, it's true. In Columbia, Kentucky. Anybody ever hear of that spot? This is what happened. a claustrophobic deputy, had lost his job after accidentally locking himself in a jail cell and trying to shoot his way out of it. So it happened a couple days ago. The first day, a new $12.4 million county judicial center was open to the public after more than a year of construction. The sheriff made sure that everybody knew that nobody was hurt when Charles Wright fired his weapon. He said that there's no doubt that the deputy has claustrophobia and has agreed to pay for all the damage that he did to the cell. Ooh, claustrophobic in a jail cell, can't get out. Time to use my gun. So that's exactly what he did. Since we were doing the wedding jail kind of thing, this is kind of an interesting one that I dug up too, and it has to do with whiskey and a ruined proposal. Kind of know where I'm going here? Maybe it was that liquid courage thing, but last September, an Ontario man got drunk before proposing to the woman he loves. He was driving home, going over in his head over and over and over again how he's going to propose that night. He was pulled over and charged with impaired driving. He spent that night in a holding cell. So, you know, because his car kept going over the center line over and over again. And then they found that bottle of whiskey. That didn't help. And also an engagement ring. So he pled guilty to driving with a blood alcohol level nearly three times the legal limit. He was fined $3,000. He told the court, "I hope I will never be that stupid again." He did ask his girlfriend to marry him the next day. She said yes. How about that? Well, she said yes, so it didn't scare her off the fact that he had to do whatever he could to get himself prepared for that marriage, shall we say, for that marriage proposal, I guess is the best way to put it. Let's hit a couple of others. The News You Can Abuse fun stuff that we haven't done in a while. This one from Idaho. This is kind of a distracted driving deal. Police in Lewiston, Idaho report a pickup crashed through the kitchen wall of a house. They say the driver was drunk and apparently participating, in a sex act with a passenger. There were no injuries. The homeowners had just left the kitchen for the living room. Damage to their home is estimated. You ready? Check this out. $50,000. The driver was busted on misdemeanor drunk driving. $50,000. Oh, my. Oh, my. There's a California couple in trouble over their grass. Yes, it's true. Quan Hach has pled not guilty to a misdemeanor count of violating the Orange City Code. He and his wife replaced their grass with wood chips in 2008. They just had a baby, said they were thinking about their future. Southern California cites people for overwatering their lawns. He said they figured eliminating the grass was the right thing to do. Code enforcement officials charged the couple hadn't maintained the required living landscape over 40% of the yard. And in Orange, California, that is a big, big, bad no-no. Let's go to today in history as we take you back there. Just so you know, there are 302 days left in the year. Thursday, March 4th, that's where we're at. If we go back to 1789, the Constitution of the United States went into effect as the first federal Congress met in New York. They did adjourn for a lack of a quorum. So for all our friends in Vermont listening to us loyally, as you do, love those people in Vermont here on America Tonight. In 1791, Vermont became the 14th state. In 1861, Abraham Lincoln was inaugurated as the 16th president of the United States. And if we fast forward to 1940, Kings Canyon National Park in California was established. I've actually been there. It's a very cool, pretty place to go and have a picnic. 1977, some 1,500 people were killed, sadly, in an earthquake that shook southern and eastern Europe. We keep talking about all these earthquakes. We don't have to go too far in history to go through some of the biggest, baddest ones of all time. 10 years ago, ahead of Super Tuesday, Republican presidential candidate George W. Bush charged John McCain with clouded education views, while the Arizona senator asked, "Where's the outrage over a late surge of money to pay for negative television ads?" That's all water under the bridge now anyway, right? 1 year ago, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, addressing a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress, called on Americans to look beyond their own tumbling financial markets to see a world gripped by an economic hurricane that could be turned around with some U.S. help. And we move rapidly toward one of my favorite things in my quest to appease all the people who send me emails and say, I don't know half of the people that you're talking about when it comes up to the birthday segment. So let's see if you can recognize some of the names on the list this time around. I'm serious. I try so hard. Texas Governor Rick Perry, who just got the Republican nomination the other night, is 60 years old. Now, come on. Do you know Governor Goodhair? You do. You watch any political show for 2 seconds. At some point, you've probably seen this guy on the show. So, yes. Movie director Adrian Lynn, 69 years old. So you say, well, Adrian Lynn, known for cutting-edge kind of material back a couple decades ago, it was the movie with Michael Douglas and Glenn Close, Fatal Attraction. That was the director. How about Catherine O'Hara, 56 years old, comedian. You've seen her in a bunch of different movies like For Your Consideration, Best in Show. She's pretty funny. I think she's a Canadian actress, but she's been in a lot of American movies. Musician Emilio Estefan is 57, Gloria's other half. Okay, so you know who Gloria Estefan is. So you know who he is. Patricia Heaton, does she need an introduction? 52 years old. Raymond Show, The Wife. Okay, so you know that name. Actor Steven Weber, 49 years old. Wings. If you ever watch Wings, then you know who Steven Weber is. Actress Patsy Kensit is 42. She was in one of the Legal Weapon movies, Pretty Blonde. You know the one about the South Africans? She was in that movie. TV personality Whitney Port, 25 years old. If you watch Desperate Housewives or your wife or girlfriend makes you watch it, Andrea Bowen is 20 years old, an actress from that show. Also, country singer Jason Sellers is 39. Chaz Bono, gay rights activist. Chaz became a man, you know, Sonny and Cher's daughter, 41 years old. And let's give you one more. How about actress Kay Lenz, 57 years old. For the older crowd, you know who Kay Lenz is. If you don't, Google it. If you don't know how to Google the name, ask your grandkids and they'll Google it for you. If you're celebrating a birthday, as always, we tip our cap to you and say happy birthday. Great job on the technicals from Donovan Madsen, as always. Going to leave you with this from Edna St. Vincent Millay. Beauty is whatever gives joy.
Section 171 clear for takeoff.